This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Fighting between Sudan's warring sides continued on Sunday after weeks of conflict that has killed hundreds and pushed the African country to the brink of collapse. Black smoke was seen rising from an industrial zone in the capital, Khartoum. This as envoys from Sudan's warring parties were in Saudi Arabia for talks that international mediators hope will bring an end to a three-week-old conflict that has killed hundreds and triggered an exodus. Many people in the Democratic Republic of Congo have nowhere to live and nothing to eat following Friday's flash floods that killed more than 175 people, forcing aid workers to stack mud-covered bodies on top of one another. The rainfall in South Kivu province caused rivers to overflow a day prior, inundating villages. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is expressing growing anxiety about the safety of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Rafael Grossi's comments came after the governor of the Russia-occupied area ordered the evacuation of a town where most plant staff live amid ongoing attacks in the area. The plant is near the front lines of fighting, and Ukrainian authorities on Sunday said a 72-year-old woman was killed and three others wounded when Russian forces fired more than 30 shells at a Ukrainian-held town neighboring the plant. Grossi warned that the general situation in the area near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is becoming increasingly unpredictable and potentially dangerous. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
If you'd like to know more about what's happening in Ukraine, Sudan, or elsewhere in the world, visit us at voanews.com. or download our app, just search VOA News. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. state of Texas shot dead a gunman who killed at least eight people and wounded at least seven others on Saturday in a deadly mass shooting at a busy mall north of Dallas. Diane Toe reports.
A gunman killed several people at a busy mall northeast of Dallas in Texas on Saturday before a police officer shot him dead. Eyewitness video captured the sounds of gunshots ringing out from the Allen Premium Outlets Mall. Allen Police Chief Brian Harvey.
At 3:36, our officer was at Allen Premium Outlets on an unrelated call. He heard gunshots, located the shooter, neutralized the shooter, neutralized the threat. We believe at this point that the shooter acted alone.
Police said they're still trying to establish a motive.
That was Reuters' Diane Toe. South Korean civic groups gathered outside the South Korean presidential office on Sunday to protest against Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's visit to Seoul. The protesters criticized South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, saying he had given Japan too many concessions. One protester said Kishida was shameless for visiting the country without first making a proper apology for the Japanese occupation of the Korean peninsula. More troubles plagued the Kentucky Derby when a sixth horse died and the favorite was scratched before the race even started. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The owner of Forte says the colt has a bruised right front foot, and the veterinarians with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission had voiced their concerns, even though Forte's trainer had downplayed that injury. This is the fifth horse to be scratched from the Derby in the days leading up to the $3 million race. Five horses have died at Churchill Downs in recent days, leading to one of the trainers, Safi Joseph Jr., being suspended. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Princess and Prince of Wales attended a big lunch event in Windsor Sunday, one day after the coronation of his father, King Charles III. Also, security is tight for Sunday's concert at Windsor Castle to celebrate the coronation. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Take That are among the musicians who will play at the concert, which should be attended by about 20,000 people. King Charles III was crowned at Westminster Abbey on Saturday along with Queen Camilla. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.